Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course of Toyota Kodesh Boruch Hu, the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yumu Daf Ches in the Art Scroll Oizel Hodor edition, starting Daf Zayin Amud Beis, eight lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Shekoyin Godol Makriv Baroish, we know it's a Chelik Baroish, Shekoyin Godol has the right to be Makriv and to take a piece of the carbon. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean he takes a piece of the carbon? Hey Chavida, how does it work? Or Ze Shili. He goes in a korban oilo, and he says, the hide of the korban, the skin, goes to me. Cholo achas mishtei alechem. The two breads that come on Shavuos, the Kohen Gadol can take one bread. Sheish cholois mi lechem aponim. Lechem aponim is 12 breads. Kohen Gadol could say, I take 6. So this is the Gemara, ocho noso kulo vekonu nosi palgo. How do you explain it? That we talk about the hide, he takes the whole thing. We talk about the bread, he takes only half. Korban Yochid, he takes the whole thing. Korban Tzibur, which is supposed to go to the Mishmar that works that day, he can take only half. So Lechem Aponim, Shtei Alechem, it's Korban Tzibur. That's why he takes only half. Simotani Rebbe Oimer, Oimer Anish, Loitol Elo Mechza. Rebbe says he should take only half and not more. Is Tani Tani Rebbe Oimer, Oimer Anish, Shitol Mechza. Another Bryce that says, the Rebbe says, I think he should take half. So continues the Gemara now on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Hey Chavido, what's going to be the difference? How do you put these two braces together? Hayasham or Echod, if there's only one skin, Rabbanan Amri, Noitel School, he takes the whole thing. Rabbi Oime, Oime Anish, Loitel Amechza. Rabbi comes to argue and to say, no, you say he should take the whole thing. I say, even Bekurban Yach, he should take half. Hayusham Arboa Vachemish Oyrus, if you have 4 or 5 Karbonis and you have the hides of 4 or 5 different animals, Rabbanan Amri, Noitel Echod, Rabbi Rabbanan say, take one. You always take one full one, but not more. Only by the breads you take more because breads is one carbon. But Rabbi says he always takes half, even when the half is more than one. And those are the two prices. On one hand, he says take only half. On the other hand, he says at least half. Continues the Gemara, my taimo, the Rebbe, what's the source of Rebbe? It says in the Pasuk, v'anoyseres ben amincho le'aron ulevonov. You give the extra of the mincha to Aaron and his children. What do you mean, Aaron and Bonov? To the Koyanim. Why are you differentiating between Aaron and Bonov? Umatum loyma le Aaron ulavonov. Elohma Aaron Yosef palgo ubonov yisun palgo. We're dividing it. Aaron takes half, he's the Kohen Gadol. The other Koyanim take half. Similar keado, as we found, buli ve astargi. Buli are the rich, and astargi means some ministers. Havaloin kriva. They had to give a gift to the king. And the king wrote a letter. I want a gift from the Buli Vastargi. So also Uvdo Kamei Rebbe, the story came in front of Rebbe. How do you divide it? For my Ein Buli Bechla Astargi, the rich are also like the important people, like the ministers. Why is the king separating them? For the Dami Lomar Buli Vastargi, why did the king separate them? Eloma Ilan Yistu Palko, Ilan Yistu Palko. Eloma, when he puts them, he divides them into two groups, each group gives half. Rebbe goes to Shitasoi. To Rebbe Omar, voice of Aaron Ulavonov, Aaron Mechzo, Ulavonov Mechzo. Aaron Ulavonov means half and half, so when you have two groups, each one takes half. How will this work with the following Brisa? One says, give ring 100 Astroinus. 100 Astroinus for the Mincha. Now the max you can put in a Kli is 60. So he says 100 Astroinus. He is planning, and even, as Rav Chaim points out, even if it would be less than that, he can come and divide it into a different kelim. But he adds the words, la'avir b'shnei kelim. I want to bring it in 2 kelim. Why does he add these words? So it says the braisa, maybe chamish b'kli echod, chamish b'kli echod. So he should split it. 50 should come in 1 kli, and 50 in the other kli. If he mevi shishi b'kli echod, aboy b'kli echod, yotza. But if he did 60 and 40, it's also okay. So when one said, I want to give 100, Stam, v'lo yomar bekama kelim hu mivion. And he didn't specify how many kelim. He could still split it. So why did he say shtei kelim? You would think he means half and half. Similar to what Rebbe said. So the chur should be yavi chamish b'kli echod v'chamish b'kli echod. V'tani lo, but we saw him yavi b'shish b'kli echod v'aboyim b'kli echod yotzo. It could be 60 and 40. So how does that work with Rebbe? So I'll tell you why. The max you can put in a kli is 60. The more you put in a kli, the nicer and more of a gift it is. So we assume he probably wants to bring the biggest korban. He probably wants to do 60 in one kli and 40 the other. So even though he said b'shnei kelim, we still say he already obligated himself for 60. So well, letzucha deloi, where would you have a problem if you would find that he said omar alai shish b'sternis leavim b'shnei kelim? If he said I'm bringing 60 and he added the words two kelim. So then, maybe shloshim b'kli echad or shloshim b'kli echad, you can do 30 in one, 30 in the other. And if you did 40 in one, 40 in the other, if it would say there's yaitzeh, so then you would have a problem. Because there, I don't have the idea that Mishor Rishon, he wanted to put 60 in one kli. Because anyway, we talk about the max he had was 60. And you're allowed to split it according to Yerushalmi, as Reb Chaim explains. So when he said shtei kelim, he probably meant to say to split it half and half. If not, what did he add the word shtei kelim? So the more Ashkan Tanikin, we indeed find a brides this way. So we have a problem with Rebbe. So more of Chananya, Chavon, Derbon, and Bai LeMeidin Midas Adinim Asroin. He says, how can you learn from Misorin to Adinim Aminus? Meaning, Yisroinus, we have one way to divide it, and then we're talking about Dinim Aminus. It's something else. So don't make a right one from another. We have a clear right that says you do learn one from each other. One thing you do have from these words, he says, I'm going to do it in two kelim. He can't come and put it into three kelim because he said two to limit it. Continues the Gemara of Chesamut Beis. He can split even more. In other words, the fact he said two kelim doesn't limit him in any way. Every day the Kohen Gadol wears the Shmoina Kelim. And he comes, and he's the one who puts the Tomei Shachar on the fire. What we said before is they put it on the Mizbeach of the Kohanim, but he puts the Tomei Shachar on the fire. If there's no Nedovos, he's the one makriv it. And he goes home. Does the akrova of Tomei Shachar Ben. And now the next few words, that we take out, because we talk about it every day, not only the days before Yom Kippur. He doesn't do that. Only in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chosh of the days, that's when the Kohen Gadol came, dressed, and then the Avoido. So there's a verse that says, Hatzitz miratze al mitzchoy, the tzitz is miratze. We know the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, it rectifies every tumor in Beis HaMikdash. But that's only when it's al mitzchoy, when it's on his forehead. Another braise says that it's miratze even when it's not on the metzach, even if it's not on the forehead, but it's on the corner. The one who says it's only in the forehead, because it says in the pasuk, it has to be on his forehead. You see, if you're Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is now wearing the Shmoneh Bgadim the entire day. So what will be miratze? Has to be the tzitz works even if it's not on his forehead. The one that says the tzitz works only when it's on his forehead, because the Rabbi Yossi Bar Aboin, that the Kohen Gadol wore the Shmoneh Bgadim every single day. But the other one works with Rav Ukvo, he wore it only on Shabbos. What about during the week? What about how will the tzitz be miratze? It doesn't have to be on his forehead to be miratze. It could be in the corner, it could be set, put it on the side, and it still works. The tzitz still is miratze. Halacha Gimel Zok Mishnah. They appointed for him this king for Zikni Beis Din. And what do? Kerem lefone b'sedeh ha'yoyim. They read for him the sedeh ha'yoyim to teach him what to do. For him lo ishi Kohen Gadol, tell him, my master, my important Kohen Gadol, kra ato b'ficho, please read. Shema shachachta, maybe forgot. Or shema lo lamata, maybe he never learned. Erev Yom Kippur in Shachris, ma'amidim oitzah b'shar ha'mizrach. In the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, they put him in the Shar ha'mizrach, in the eastern gate. U'ma'avirim lefonov parim ve'elim ve'kvasim. They show him the different animals, the bulls, the rams, and the sheep. K'deshi ma'kiv v'rakil ba'avoydah. So he knows and he recognizes all the animals and all the avoydah has to do. Says the Gemara, shema shachachto, shema lo'amat, maybe he forgot, he didn't learn. He's supposed to be greater, as I was going to explain in a moment. They pour on his head the oil. Rabbi Omer, what does it mean he's greater? He has to be most beautiful, he has to be most powerful. With richness, with wisdom, and his looks, referring to his height. So you see that he has to be the most wise person. He has to know Torah. How can it be they're asking him if he knows the Torah? The difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. Bais Rishon, Kohen Gadol, was the biggest tzaddik. Bais Sheni, they paid money to become Kohen Gadol, as I said before, so not necessarily he knew what to do. Says the Gemara, Mizrach, they put him in the eastern gate. So where exactly did they put him? Is he already inside or is he outside? In Teri Riflin, he was inside Beis HaMikdosh. Kaida Tanin Tamon, where it says there, Chamesh Tevilos Hayasha Boiso Hayoim. He had five Tevilos that he did in that day in Yom Kippur. Achas Shiloyo Odom Nichas Lazor La Avoido. Afilu Tor at Shia Toiva. He didn't go into the Azor before he went to the mikvah. Any person didn't go to the Azor before going to the mikvah. So the first mikvah, the Kohen Gadol, was just to go into the Azor. Farabo Machmas Yom Kippurim. And the other four was for Yom Kippur. Meaning you have five tefillos. Why you have five tefillos? One is like everybody else. And four is because of Din Yom Kippurim. So because he originally read in Erev Yom Kippur, he's standing in Beis HaMikdosh. That means he already went to the mikveh once. He went to the mikveh like anybody else who goes to the mikveh before. But in Tamar Yibachutz, that he's standing outside, Kulam Machmas Yom Kippurim. So all the five tefillos that he does afterwards is because of Yom Kippur. Because the only reason he's going to the Azara is to avoid the Yom Kippurim. Meaning, he would anyway have to do one tefillah to go into the Azara. But he's not going to the Azara only because of Yom Kippur. If you say that he's standing there to learn the Avodah, so his first Knesset wasn't for Avodah Yom Kippur, it was just because he's going in. So that first tefillah was not because of Yom Kippur. But if he's not going into the Beis HaMikdash until he does the Avodah, every one of the tefillahs is because of the Avodah Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. They put in front of them the bulls, the rams, and the sheep. Why does that say seir, which is a goat? According to Korban Eidah and Prey Moshe, Igbor is asking you, he will need to do a void with the seir as well. So why don't they show him how the seir works? According to Reb Chaim, in his gear, so you take away this sentence. Ashkach tani v'seir. You're right. As a bright side, that adds also seir, that the seir also was in front of the Kohen Gadol, but in the Bavli is brought down that they didn't bring a seir in front of him because they didn't want him to have chalishas adas, because the seir comes for averus, and he didn't want him to think about the averus. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Ches.